We're in the middle of Simen Tofresh Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph. V'noagim lahadlik ner nosaf. The minig is to light an extra candle. This is the sheet of the machaber. K'deishim yishtamish li'oro yiyya lo'or ha'nosaf. So that should he come to use the light, it should not be the light of the ner Chanukah, it should be the light of the or ha'nosaf. Shehu also shehud lak achron, which is the one that you light last. And you move it a bit to the side. The machaber shita is that it's not any higher. It's on the same level as the rest, just it's off to the side. So this is in addition to the ner that you have in the room. You still light one just in case you're going to come right next to the ner Chanukah and use that. This way you're going to be nena not for the ner Chanukah alone. Now this is all a minhag. The Ikar Adin is that if you have the room light on or you have any other street light on, then the pashtus is that you're not going to have hanor from the ner Chanukah. Now after you go and light this extra ner, the Magen Avraham holds that you cannot use all of the neris together lichat chila. The only thing that you're allowed to do is use the light of that extra one. But if you're really using all of them together, that, according to the Magen Avraham, is usur, and we'll get back to it later. Why is it that you put it off to the side, according to the Mechaber? So, of course, so that you shouldn't be confused with the number and think that, say, on the third night, that the three plus that extra one is really the fourth night. Hago, uvmdinas elu ein nogin lohosif. Our minig is not to add. Rak. Maniach etzlon hashamish shebom madlik haneris, v'hu odif tvei. Our minig is not to light an extra ner, because there it could still be confusing that it may be considered ner Chanukah. Therefore, what you should do is use the candle that which you use to light the candles with. That's the one that you use as the extra one. And he says, it's better. You should make it longer than the other candles. This way, if you ever use it, it's going to be the one that you're really nana from, and you're not going to be nana from the other ones. So that applies whether it's larger than the other ones or it's higher than the other ones. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he brings a machlokas if it is mutter lechatchila, to be mishtamish keneged the shamish. Now, if it's all the neris together, so the bach asers and the ramah is mater, we'll see that this is really dependent on a sugya later. But to be mishtamish keneged hashamish mamish, just that one, even there he brings a machlokas in Bir Halacha. Further, what happens if you have a bunch of candles? Some are ner Chanukah. Now, how did they become ner Chanukah? You already lit them. If you just set them aside for ner Chanukah, hazmona lav milsa, you already lit them. They went out. You now have leftover ner Chanukah, and they got mixed up with other started candles. Afilu echad be'elef lo bottle. Even one in 1,000 is not bottle. Dever dover shel minyan. The halacha is a dover shel minyan, something that is sold by number and not weight. The halacha is it is too choshev to become bottle. We don't say bittel barov in such a case. Therefore, since candles are sold in number, it is not bottle. So what do? Ela yadlik menat tarovis kol kach shemavadai ner shel heter dolik im ner shel iser. So what do? Let's say two neris Chanukah got mixed up in a whole pile of neris that are not Chanukah. Never use fewer than three candles at a time. This way you can always say you're being nana from the ner Chanukah. Now what is this halacha doing? That you're nana from the ner that is not the ner Chanukah. What is this halacha doing here? What this is doing here is that the Ramah is pointing out that let's say I have a ner Chanukah together with other neris, that I'm allowed to use them all together. Meaning, we just got through saying that we make a shamish, we put a shamish over there, and this way, if we'll be nana from all the candles, we will say, but you're also being nana from the shamish, so it's not a problem. Says the Ramah, consequently, let's say I have a tarovis, a mixture of ner Chanukah and other neris, I don't know what's what, light them all, and as long as I know for a fact that I have one candle that's not a ner Chanukah, I'm allowed to be nana from it. So this is really the Shitas of Ramah. So according to the Ramah, it's clear then, it is mutter to be mishtamish with Ner Chanukah and other Neris together. That's not a problem. The Gra and others are machmir, and they say that it's dafka in the case of the Shamish, because it's higher than the others, that you're allowed to be nene. But the Ramah's case, where they're all equal, you're not allowed to. The Magen Avraham is lenient, and he agrees with the Ramah. Now, if you remember, the Magen Avraham was the one that said that you should not be nene from the Shamish together with the other Ner Chanukah. Why is this any worse? The teretz is that when you light it l'shem Ner Chanukah, the Taz's shita is, the Magen Avraham shita is, that even though you also have another Ner, but this is a Ner Chanukah, and if you're using it for your own personal use, then it's not nikkur that it's Ner Chanukah, even though you're also getting light from Ner Heter. We're not dealing with an Isser Hanol. With regard to the Isser Hanol, you can use them all together. But you're not showing that it's Ner Chanukah. It's not nikkur that it's Ner Chanukah. Whereas in the case of the Tarovis, where you're not using it for Ner Chanukah b'chlal, you lit them as Chol. Your only problem is that there's some Ner Chanukah in there that you're not allowed to be Nene from. In that case, the Magen Avraham holds its mutter because you're being Nene from the two together. So it comes out, all in all, that we have three Shitas here. We have the Shitas HaRamah, where it's mutter to be nene from the neiris, from all the neiris together, be it Ner Chanukah, whether you lit it in the Ner Chanukah, be it that you lit it because it was a mixture. According to the Gra says you could never be nene from the two of them together. So he's arguing with the Ramah, and then in the middle, we have the sheet of the Magen Avraham that you're not allowed to be nene from them together when they were lit for Ner Chanukah. But when you're burning them as a tarovis, then you're allowed to. Those are the three shitas. Now, here it's said that a Ner Chanukah is a davar shebeminyan. Now, the truth of the matter is that there's a machlokas. They bring a machlokas to Marshal and others. The Marshal shita is that it's only a davar shebeminyan because people need it for Ner Mitzvah. But as soon as Chanukah is over, they used to sell candles by weight, not by number. So he says that since the number is only a coincidence, it's because people have needs that involve the number, but it's not because the candles are too chashuv to be sold by weight, we wouldn't call it a davar shebeminyan. Also, and this everybody holds of, and if it got mixed up after Chanukah, you're allowed to use it next year because it wasn't a davar chashuv after Chanukah. The same going where it got mixed up on the morning of the eighth day, where you already lit last night and people don't need Ner Chanukah anymore, so there it would not be called a davar shebeminyan. Once again, it is sold by weight. With regard to our candles today, generally speaking, they are sold by number anyway and not by weight, and therefore they would not be bottled.